Love you, friend. So happy for your friendship. Amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord today? I love it here in Racine, Wisconsin. Is this part of the United States? I come from the Republic of California. God help me, right? It's been a fun journey there, though. I love pastoring. I love people. Thank you for being here today. And yes, we love the Schumachers. They are amazing pastors. Don't you love your pastors? Wonderful. One thing you can say about the you can say many things about the Schumachers, but one thing you can say about them, they are true Christians. Amen. They are true Christians. Their son-in-law and daughter, who are helping also pastor here, we give them honor today. Amen. We love them so very much. And when you talk about a wonderful spirit, Brother Daniel has a wonderful, wonderful spirit. He's a true Christian as well, and his beautiful wife. We're praying that God will give her a speedy recovery and she can make it back here to the house of the Lord. Isn't God good?
Amen.
No, I mean really, isn't God good? Isn't he good? He is so great. Yes, I do have product. Since my wife couldn't come, and by the way, she's been very sick, is the reason why she's not here. She has not been feeling good. We're praying that God will give her a healing as well. But since she could not make it, I brought a part of her with me. She is a writer. She is a speaker. She's a musician. She's a singer. And she too is a Christian. So we have two books in the back. One is a children's book, and I didn't bring that many, but it's a new children's book. Last summer, I took my grandchildren with me to Kenya, to Nairobi, Kenya, to do a conference for the 11 Eastern African nations. And I took them with us, and then we went on safari after we did the conference. We went to a beautiful, beautiful safari camp. We watched the Serengeti, where the wildebeest and the zebras migrate. Really cool. But we went there, and this book is about our travels there, as Emma would tell it, my granddaughter. So if you have children, it's a great book. And I didn't bring that many, so pick a few up if you can before you leave. And it will also bless the ministry of the Rock. In your Bibles, would you turn, since you're standing, in your Bibles, would you turn to Ezekiel 36, 26. Ezekiel 36, 26. And it's talking here in this verse about a new heart. Amen. I'm reading from the NIV. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I'm going to speak this morning on the family of the transplanted. The family of the transplanted. But before I minister, would you just extend a hand towards this California preacher? And would you pray a blessing upon me that I can deliver God's word? Extend a hand towards me. Pray for me right now that God will use me. Lord, I lift myself into your spirit once again. I feel the great responsibility, God, to minister to this amazing group of people. I pray, God, that you will help me. I pray, God, that you will impart anointing upon my lips so I can minister your word, so a heart can be touched and a life can be changed. I'm asking, Master, that you would use me right now for your glory. Anoint me, help me, and I ask these favors in your name, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. The family of the transplanted. Several years ago, at the National Prayer Breakfast, which is held in Washington, D.C., at the Hilton Hotel every year. The speaker that year was a senator from Tennessee. His name was Bill Fritz. And before becoming a senator, he was a thoracic doctor, surgeon. He performed 150 transplant surgeries before the state of Tennessee elected him as their senator. And he was the speaker that year at this prayer breakfast. And when he spoke about his experiences as a doctor, he spoke in reverent terms and gave beautiful illustrations of 150 heart transplants that he had directly been responsible for. And he would say that when the heart was grafted into this new recipient, that the whole surgical team would stand in reverence all around the surgical room, the operating room. And he said the mystery of all mysteries was when they engrafted a heart that was not beating, and then the heart, at the moment it would start to beat, the whole surgical team, surgeons, nurses, attendants, would clap and they would cheer in the operating room because this particular recipient's heart had started to beat. And he called it a mystery. A mystery. He said, quote, "Heart transplants are a marvel of modern medicine. A marvel. The heart goes beyond medical. The heart cannot be explained or understood, even by the cardiologists that work with the heart. They can't explain it. What is the heart? The heart is a physical pump. It's a pump. It circulates 5,000 quarts of blood daily through 60,000 miles of blood vessels day in and day out. But here's what's interesting. The heart has a mind of its own. Studies suggest that the heart secretes its own brain-like hormones. And also, it secretes its own cellular memory. What does that mean? That means that a heart transplant isn't just physical, but it's metaphysical. It's not just a physical process that takes place during a heart surgery, but it's also a mental or a spiritual thing that happens when the heart is transplanted. So when this person receives a new heart, they receive brain-like hormones and also cellular memory. There's a guy by the name of Charles Siebert who wrote a book about heart transplant recipients. He shared in this book moving experiences about going to a banquet that is held annually for heart transplant recipients. He attended this banquet, and he was moved deeply by their profound appreciation of life. They also spoke about second chances at life that had been given them. And they would humbly and reverently acknowledge their responsibility to honor their donors, because their donors had naturally given their life so that they could receive life. So many of them talked about new desires that accompanied their new heart. Also, with their new heart, the recipients received new sensory responses. They also received new cravings, and they received new habits. And they referred to themselves as the family of the transplanted. I think I'm in that same kind of an atmosphere here today. I think I am among the family of the transplanted. I will give you a new heart, put in you a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Life may be filled with amazing moments, but nothing can even come close to compare with the marvelous moment when God gives you his heart. Nothing can compare with the moment that God gives you his spirit. Nothing comes close. I've had a lot of happy experiences in my life. I've had a lot of good experiences in my life. Life is good. I love serving God. I love working for God. I love to preach. I love to minister. I love to pastor. I love to build people. I love to encourage people. I love to lift people up. I love what I do. I love being a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area. There's no place like it in the world. There's no place like San Francisco in the whole world. Why do I feel that way? Because that's where God called me. See, when you guys get to heaven, you're going to say, we had that in Wisconsin. I drive around and you've got beauty, you've got splendor, you've got country, you actually have green grass. And you're going to get to heaven and you're going to say, Lord, we had that. Show me something different. Show me something new. I love what I do. I have a dear friend. He is a minister with the United Pentecostal Church in the state of Tennessee, but he's also a full-blown MD. This guy is so brilliant and so sharp, but he is so humble and loves the things of God. Usually doctors have attitudes. Wow, it got real quiet. I've got a lot of doctors here. Sorry. Hey, I love you guys. You guys, you ladies and guys are great. I love you. I love you. I do. I really do. But usually they have attitudes, but Dr. Jackson is such a down-to-earth guy. I call him Reverend Dr. Clay Jackson. Cool guy. In fact, he's the guy that got my son into medicine. My son graduated from Cal Poly, and he got a kinesiology degree, which means you can practice sports medicine. It was kind of a fad about 4 or 5 years ago, but then when they graduated, they realized there's not too many football teams that they can do medicine with and help them on the field. And so a lot of the people that graduated with their bachelor's in kinesiology had to go on. My son went on to go to college in Memphis, Tennessee at Christian Brothers. And last Friday, the state of California licensed him as a PA. So proud of my son. But it's Dr. Jackson that got my son into Christian Brothers. It's very difficult to even get in a PA program in any state in the union. It's very difficult to get in as a PA because most MDs will tell people that want to be an MD, don't be an MD, be a PA. And so everyone that we talked to said, be a PA. It was this guy that got Richard into Christian Brothers in Memphis. And he gave me this statistic, which was interesting. I told him I was preaching on this subject. And this is what Dr. Jackson told me. He said, the heart also releases a hormone called BMP. This hormone controls how the brain processes the body's need for salt. Not your mind tells you how much salt you need, but your heart. Wow. Isn't that cool? Your heart. Jesus said that we are to be what? The salt of the earth. When he gives you his heart, he also regulates how salty you're going to be. Amen. He gives you a brand new heart, and then he says, get real salty. He said, rub up against all those unbelievers or all those friends and family members that still need a little bit more of God in their life. Just rub up against them. Make them thirsty. Because you need to be salty. One of the greatest deficits of the church today is the fact that the church is not near as salty as the church needs to be. When people come into these services, we need to be so salty that we make them thirsty for the living God, for the God of the universe. And that only happens when you get a brand new heart. What you need is another heart transplant. What you need is another reoccurrence of the miraculous moving of the power of God in your life. You need a new heart because with the new heart, you get a new spirit. You get a new attitude. You get new cravings. You get new desires. You get new longings. Nancy Jean Jorgensen Granquist is salty. A year ago, she was standing in line at Chick-fil-A. We finally got Chick-fil-A in the San Francisco Bay Area. Man, it was cool. And yeah, they protested. They didn't want them to open it up. They protested. They did. But we got it. Now we got two. So Nan is standing in the line, Chick-fil-A. Redheaded kid standing right next to her in the other line. Big, long wait. She says to this guy, is the wait worth it? And knowing Jeff like we know Jeff now, Jeff said, it's worth it. Jeff lives to eat. Instead of eat to live. So Nan starts talking to him. Starts witnessing to him. She's salty. You're not going to get away from Nan. She's a salty Nan. Starts talking to him. Get up to the counter. And she says, I'm buying that guy's meal. He says, No. And she said, Nan says, when Nan says something, you obey. I'm buying your meal. $44. Can the kid eat? At Chick-fil-A, $44? And then he said, no. He said, I'm buying food for my life friend and his wife, and they're back at church. Nan said, oh, church. Yeah. He said, I'm a member of Jubilee. That doesn't mean anything to you here, but Jubilee is one of the largest churches in the Bay Area. And Nan said, well, you know what? Your church is good, but you know, you need to come to mine. Well, how many do you run? Well, we just got it up to 350. 5,000? 350? On a Wednesday night midweek, 4 weeks later, Jeffrey and his life friend show up, and they sit